بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in Surah Maryam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and praises the good qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a beautiful, pious life, a pure life they lived in this world, and how they would prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of those people who came after those Anbiya, those who succeeded them. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. So after these good people came bad, came behind them or succeeded them, bad people, evil people. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They destroyed Salat. Remember, Salat was found even in the other previous nations, although not in the same form as ours. But there was Salat in whichever form, in whichever was the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those people. So Salat was prevalent those times as well. So the very first thing those people did is that they destroyed the Salat. Either they refuted the fact that Salat was compulsory upon them. They discarded it completely. They did not believe in it. There were others who believed in it, but they did not perform the Salah. They were lazy. There were those who would read it in any time or not read it in his proper time. They were not punctual. In other words, they took their salat very, very lax. Allah has used the word adaa'u salat. They had destroyed their salat. Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullahi alayh explains that these people became so consumed in their nafsani khahishat, in following the dictates of their whims and fancies and desires and evil passions, that they became so oblivious of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They became ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing they did was, because they were so consumed in doing wrong, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, and in following the shahawat, the desires, the evil promptings, the evil desires, they discarded ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقُونَ غَيَّا. Allah Ta'ala says, soon they will meet, or they will fall into ghay. Ghay is a pit, a valley in Jahannam, a terrible valley in Jahannam. Other ulama explained, ghay means they will face the punishment, the consequence of the evil. The degree of, the gravity of their disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, according to that, they will be punished in the hereafter. So two things, they destroyed their salat. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. They followed their whims, their desires, their nafs, the evil promptings of their nafs. The lesson for you and I is, if we need to change our lives, we want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we made up our mind that we need to make tazkiyah of our nafs. We want to purify our lives. Then we have to establish our salah in the correct time, to be punctual, to read salah in the proper manner. And we have discussed salah in detail previously. And the second thing, we should ensure that we do not follow our whims and fancies, our shahwat. Remember, this nafs of ours has what you call huquq, rights. It has a haqq, it has a right. For example, we need to feed our bodies. Sharia does not tell us, Allah Ta'ala never commands us to die out of starvation. You mustn't eat any food. You must just live without eating. Don't drink any water. Don't eat any food. Never. Allah's hukam is you must eat. Kulu wa shrabu. Eat and drink. So the haqq of the nafs is that we feed it, we give it food. But beyond that, If we are going to feed ourselves with haram nourishment, or we're going to overindulge in eating, we'll be going to cause harm to our physical bodies, or we're going to now consume haram, now we are going beyond the haqq of the nafs. We're going beyond the haqq of the nafs, the right of the nafs. Now it is the evil promptings of the nafs that is inciting us, or enticing us rather, pulling us, drawing us towards evil, towards haram. That is not called haqq, that is called the hawn of the nafs, ha and dha. We have huquq, that is the rights of the nafs, and we have hudud of the nafs, the pleasures of the nafs. The nafs gets some haram enjoyment in consuming that haram. A person needs to sleep. It is the right of his body. So he will sleep. But if he goes on sleeping, and he sleeps through the salah time, he ignores the adhan, ignores the salah, as though there is no salah ever existing. There is no hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes so lazy, and he oversleeps, and it becomes a routine of his. Then this is not the haqq of the nafs. He's gone beyond the haqq. This is the hawd of the nafs. The nafs is now enjoying that extra sleep, in which now he is not making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it such that Allah is blessed with eyes to see that which is right, that which is permissible for us, to look at the Kaabatullah, to look at the beautiful green dome, Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, our Masajid. Allah has given us eyes to see our noble parents, our wives, our children. In fact, Allah has mentioned they become Qurratu Ayun, the coolness of your eyes. These are things that Allah has been permissible for us to see. This is the right of the nafs. Beyond that, to cast lustful glances at ghair maharim. That is now the hazz of the nafs, not the haqq of the nafs. We went beyond the haqq. Now we're feeding it haram enjoyment, haram entertainment, haram lazzat it is getting. This is the shahwat Allah talks about in the Quran. The tongue Allah has given us, the right of the tongue is to make the dhikr of Allah, to speak about the greatness of Allah, to give da'wah towards the oneness of Allah, to recite Quran, to make zikr, tasbihat, to talk to our families, to be cheerful to mankind. Al-kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqatun. One good kind word you tell a person, it is sadaqah for you. So Allah has given us His tongue to speak that which is correct, which is mubah, which is jais, permissible. That is the right of the nafs. Beyond that, if we're going to make ghiba, we're going to slander, we're going to lie, we're going to use vulgar language, we're going to be immoral, then all these things are the hawd of the nafs. So brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we have to strike a balance between that which is rightful, what is the haqq of the nafs, which Allah has made for us, because we are living in this dunya, and what is the haram enjoyment that the nafs is now getting or we giving. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ They follow the shahawat, the evil desires, the haram pleasures. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقُونَ غَيَّا They will meet the perdition, they will meet غَيَّ, the pit in Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ An intelligent person. Who doesn't want to be regarded to be an intelligent person? Somebody says, you're a fool, you're a stupid person, you've got no brains, you can't think, we feel offended. Somebody says, mashallah, you're so intelligent, we get happy. Who is intelligent? In one hadith, ulaika al-aqyas. Rasulullah said, these are the intelligent people. Who? Those who suppress the evil desires. That same nafs which is prompting us towards now, beyond its right, and now to enjoy haram, through our ears, to listen to music, to listen to ghiba, carrying tales, gossip. That is now not the right of the nafs. So, al-kayyisu man dana nafsu. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desires. That which Allah said is halal, we regard to be halal. We consume haram, halal. That which Allah has said it is haram, we refrain from it totally. We accept it, we acknowledge it, and we refrain from it, that which is haram. We don't make any of our own, any fanciful interpretations. Neither do we sit back and just enjoy and give and feed our nafs to this haram. As much as a person is tempted towards the drugs, towards drinking, towards zina, towards fornication, towards casting lustful glances at a woman, to go onto the internet and watch those pornographic material, comes one after the other. Now he's giving his nafs haram, haram pleasures, haram pleasures. He's following his shahwat. Rasulullah said, Al-Kays, intelligent man is who? Man dana nafsahu, who suppresses his evil desires. He says, no, I will not do that haram. I will refrain from that haram. Why? وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ And he prepares for the life of the hereafter. He's got a goal in mind. And he's moving towards that goal. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا A foolish person, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, helpless, useless person is who? Who makes himself follow his evil desires. وَتَمَنَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ And then he just says, Allah is غَفُرُ رَيْمَ Allah will forgive me. I don't have to worry. A person goes to madrasa, he goes to school, he goes to university, he goes to college, and the entire year he just sits back, he relaxes, enjoys himself in frivolous pursuits. His parents have sent him to go and study, but he's busy moving around with haram, doing haram. And now comes exam time, he thinks the examiner will have mercy and pity upon him. He doesn't know any answers, he hasn't studied at all. Will he pass or will he fail? وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَى وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ He's a foolish person in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The intelligent person, aqal mand, hoshyar admi, is who? That person who suppresses his desires. The key question is how, what's the easy way of suppressing our desires? How do we make ourselves make this mujahada? What is the thing that will make us develop this taqwa within us? Remember, akhirat, meaning jannat, is for who? The muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa. And a person can only get taqwa once he has suppressed his haram desires. Taqwa is doing that which Allah has commanded us to do, salat, ibadat, etc., and to refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram. So we control our tongues, our ears, our eyes, our gaze, our hands, our feet, our private parts, our limbs. We do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do, and we refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. So if a person suppresses his nafs, then he will be able to adopt taqwa, and that person who has adopted taqwa, he becomes from the muttaqeen, then for him is jannat. He is successful. He gains the pleasure of Allah. So if you want the pleasure of Allah, you want to gain jannat, then you have to have taqwa. And if you want taqwa, then you have to suppress your evil desires. So how are we going to suppress our evil desires? We have heard so many times, we make mukhalafat of the nafs. Nafs will prompt us, we must say no to it. Ulama mashayikh have mentioned something very, very easy. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ يعني الموت. Remember often, frequently, in abundance, the terminator of all pleasures, the cutter, the destroyer of all pleasures. What is that? Mort, death. When death will strike, how it will strike, where it will strike, only Allah knows. It can happen right now, it can happen once we are outside, wherever we are, at home, at workplace. When it will come, nobody knows. So therefore, a person, if he has mort in front of him, then I am going to die. Guaranteed I'm going to die. When I'm going to die, I do not know. And once I pass away, once I die, that's the end of my life in this world. So whatever I have done, I have done. If I have adopted taqwa, I will gain the pleasure of Allah, I will get my Jannah. If I die without gaining taqwa, then I'm in a very difficult condition and state, and sad state of affairs. Allah protect us. So think of maut in abundance. Maut, akthiru dhikra hazimil ladzat. Maut, maut, maut. When a person has maut in front, now he'll have the fear of Allah. Now when he's prompted to do evil, he's sitting all alone at home. He's ready to press those buttons and watch the most terrible scenes that he can ever see of filth, pornographic material, pornographic sites, haram, woman, naked woman. There's nobody watching him. Now he realizes, what if I pass away in this condition? Now, Hazrat Rahmatullah, you say, put a label on top of your computer screen. What if? What if? Just those two words. In other words, what if maut comes now? In this condition. To that youngster, may Allah protect all our youth, protect us also, young and old. You are dancing on the disco, in the disco club or disco den. All the lights are flashing, you have taken the drugs. And you are enjoying yourself on that floor. It has happened in the past, Allah forgive, Allah make maghfirat of all those people. And you can pass away on the dancing floor. Hazrat Rahmatullah, you say, that let maut not come to us whilst we are popping those pills, those drugs into our mouth. You could be having that liquor bottle, and this is the reality, my respected brothers and elders. It's a reality, our youth. When we don't make an effort and kindly and nicely, politely, bring them closer to Allah's house, talk to them, encourage them, then this is how they will while away the weekends and the times and the free times. And they will spend their ways in haram, drinking, boys and girls, drinking. Then they will do haram things, things that we cannot even imagine. Our grandparents never even thought of such things. Then different type of doubts will come into their mind. They will actually then leave deen and iman. Allah protect us. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ Therefore we have to now make a concerted effort and always remember more, talk about more frequently. There was a very great tabi'i. Ulama mentioned he was born in the right in the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was a tabi'i. He narrated ahadith from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and many great sahaba. His name was Ubaid bin Umair rahmatullahi alayhi. Extremely pious. Lived a life of taqwa. So in his time, there was a very, very beautiful woman in Makkah. She was known for her beauty. And she didn't live a pious life, ordinary woman, as far as her deen was concerned. Not much of focus on the akhirat. And one day she looks at herself in the mirror, and she admires her own beauty. And she tells her husband, that do you think there's any person here who after seeing my beauty, he will never become attracted to my beauty? So her husband said, yes, there is one person. She said, who is it? He said, Ubaid bin Umair, rahmatullah. Ubaid bin Umair. She says, will you give me the chance to prove you wrong? Husband said, yeah, no problem. He was confident that Ubaid bin Umair is not going to fall for her, for his wife's beauty. Even though he knew she was extremely beautiful, the most beautiful woman at that time. He knew that Umair will not get charmed by her beauty and attracted by her beauty. He said, okay, go on. So she covers herself, she wears a niqab, and she goes to the haram where he had been given his dars, his lessons. And after that dars, she goes up to him and she's in veil and she says, oh Sheikh, I need to ask you a question. So he said, okay, what's the question? She says, no, I'm feeling very, I've got haya in me, I've got modesty, I'm feeling difficult and shy. Would you mind to come on one side, away from the people? So he moved on one side, So when they were on one side, and he was there, and innocently he went there to answer her question. She had a dini masala to ask. She said, it's a very important question. At that point, she removed her veil. She unveiled her face. The moment he saw her beauty, he said, Ya Amat Allah, O servant of Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, I have become infatuated with you. This was just a trick she was making. And I'm in love with you. I just want to fulfill my desires with you. Ubayd bin Umair rahmatullahi, he says, okay, no problem. But answer a few questions I have first. She said, okay, go on, what's... She thinks that now she's infatuated him and he's attracted by her beauty. He says, tell me, if whilst you are fulfilling your haram pleasures, if maut, malakul maut has to come at that time, or you are now about to commit zina and you want to fulfill your haram pleasures as you are craving for and as you are asking and requesting, if malakul maut has to come just at that time, will you still desire to fulfill, you still have that hope of fulfilling your desire? She says, no, never, 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 never. Because maut, malakul maut will be there. He says, okay, if you pass away and as you are placing the qabr, when the angels will come, munkar and nakir, they will ask you this question at that time, if you are given that opportunity of still fulfilling your desire, will you do so? And the angels are almost now going to ask you questions. She says, no, never, never, never. He says, okay, well, the qiyamah is taking place and everybody is been giving their books, their registers of good, of deeds. You do not know you're going to get register of good deeds or bad deeds. At that time, will you fulfill your haram desires? She says, never. He says, when the amal are being weighed, good deeds and bad deeds, at that time, will you still fulfill your haram desires? He says, never. He says, if you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and now Allah is looking at you, and Allah is going to ask you about how you lived in this world, will you still wish to fulfill your haram pleasures? She says, never. Bas. She realized that she could never infatuate him. In fact, she went back home now with a complete new life. She changed her entire life. Her husband then began to lament. And he says, oh, why did I send my wife to that Ubayd bin Umair? I was enjoying her. Kanat li arusan. Kulla laylin. Every night I was having honeymoon with her. Fakanat rahiba. Now she's sitting on the musalla tahajjud whole night. Now holding tasbih in her hand. Now she's making Allah Allah. Now she's only talking about qiyamat akhirat. So respected friends and elders, for all of us, every one of us, may Allah protect us from making any slip in this dunya. Allah must guide us all the time. Let us not become slaves of our passions and desires. Remember, Allah Ta'ala is watching us. We make mistakes, make tawbah, istighfar, remember maut in abundance. This will help us to realize that our life is short in this world. It will realize that then we will be placed in the qabr. Then there is hashar, the day of qiyamah, weighing of amal, pulse, crossing of the pul sirat. Our registers will be given to us. There'll be wukuf bayna yadi Allah, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hawd al-Kawthar. Imagine going running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thinking now we're going to get the Hawd al-Kawthar water. And Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Rasulullah sallam then turns his face away. So ponder over this verse. And after those anbiya came, evil people who destroyed their salat. They didn't make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they followed the shahwat, the evil passions and desires. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and to prepare for the hereafter. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم ماري گناہوں کو معاف فرما ماري خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللهم ہم مجرم ہیں ہم اقرار مجرم ہیں اللهم ہم کمزور ہیں ضعیف ہیں اللہ forgive us my Allah اللہ we have committed too many sins Allah you know how many sins we have committed my Allah We have forgotten even how many sins and the different various sins we committed. May Allah forgive us. Allah, you concealed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you to forgive us now, my Allah. Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to make sincere tawbah. To make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from sins, all sins, my Allah. Give us a pure life. Grant us hayat and tayyibah, my Allah. Give us your qurb, your ma'iyat, ya Allah. Allah, we want to become yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are now coming to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut strikes, ya Allah. Let these last days of our life be beautiful, my Allah. In your ta'at, ya Allah. In your obedience, my Allah. And the obedience of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, help us. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, ya Allah, they are lost, my Allah. They are such lovely young boys, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, the young girls, my Allah. Help them, guide them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Protect the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from getting doubts about Islam and deen, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Help all of us, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase our iman. Give us tawfiq of doing amali saliha. Grant all of us afiyat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dar, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, ya Allah, give us maut with iman, enable us to recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us, ya Allah, in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lahu the kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, there are so many, my Allah. Grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Shafi al-Amrad, Ya Allah, you are the only one who is the curer, my Allah. Ya Allah, cure is in your hands, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. So many have got cancer and other diseases, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. All good works of deen, dawat al-tabligh, Ya Allah, tazkiyah, ta'alim, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, different organizations, Ya Allah, whatever good work they are doing, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, the Hujjaj, so many have left already, my Allah, for Hajj. Others are leaving soon, my Allah. So lucky, Ya Allah, you have chosen them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going as your delegation, your mehman, my Allah. Grant them an easy Hajj, my Allah. Hajj mabrur, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj, Ya Allah. Protect them from sins, my Allah. Answer their duas, my Allah. Make them remember us in their duas also, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله make our children become and our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء اتقياء ابرار مقربين مقبولين يا الله fulfill all our حاجات needs ما الله give us حلال طيب روزي ما الله يا الله whatever جائز مراد we have fulfill our جائز مراد ما الله يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات All those who requested du'as, answer the du'as as well, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool, farma. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim, wa tub alina, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun, salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You also may, don't forget to make du'a for all the Muslims who are Muslim in the world, in India especially. Allah Ta'ala protect their lives in Palestine and many other places. Allah make hifazat of the iman in their lives.